Phone and internet company Frontier Communications responded on Thursday to an audit detailing problems with the company's landline phone and broadband service. Frontier stated it is prepared to implement some of the recommendations from the audit completed in March. That includes suggestions that address backlogs in preventative maintenance and that would improve the company's 25 worst-performing areas in the state. One thing the audit took issue with is how Frontier budgets for operations in West Virginia. The company rejected the auditor's budgeting recommendations, saying its process now is more efficient. Other recommendations went unaddressed by the phone and internet provider, including one to address what happens when roughly half the company's experienced field staff retire in the next 5 years. The Public Service Commission, which regulates the company's landline phone offerings, has yet to comment on the audit or Frontier's response. It's allowing the union that requested the investigation almost 2 years ago to comment on Frontier's response first, by May 20th. The commission ordered the audit in August 2018, and it began roughly a year later. The commission has reported it receives roughly 2,000 complaints from Frontier landline phone customers yearly. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.